Well, I'm very excited about this message. I actually taught a whole series on this before, and I didn't see it like I'm seeing it now. I guess it's a more of a dependency thing now, of understanding the dependency we have. I'll show you what I mean in a minute. Sometimes you get a revelation, but you don't have the dependency for it yet. And then what happens is you grow, you realize that revelation is producing a dependency, and you have to have this. You grow in this dependency to realize you can't move forward without it. And that's where I'm at now with this thing we call dunamis. Say dunamis. It's the word power. Sometime it'll be mentioned as strength. Sometime it'll be mentioned as virtue. Virtue flowed out of him and healed them all. It's where the word we get dynamite from, dunamis. A lot of our word or vocabulary comes from the Greek, and so that dunamis, they dynamite, it's that dyno power source from the kingdom of God. Somebody asked me, well, what is dunamis? I'm like, well, dunamis is a lot of things. It's not one thing. And the more you understand about what it is, the more you realize that this whole gospel, I would say it's at least one third of the entire kingdom of God. Dunamis, one third. And without it, we're one third lacking. But it actually fuels the other two thirds, which we've been getting into, the word and exousia, authority. Today, I'm going to try to give you kind of an overview. I call it the multifaceted operations of dunamis, the different operations. You basically break down dunamis as personal operations for your personal life. There's so much dunamis we can do to your spiritual life and your personal life. One of them I just shared with you. And ministry, overflow. It gets into your finances. It gets into your ministry. It is the very source and fundamental power of all creative miracles came out of dunamis. Every time you actually see the word mighty works in the Bible, it's only from one verse called dunamis. They took two words, but it's only one verse. It's dunamis. It's mighty demonstrations of dunamis creative power. In fact, he went around to the cities like Chorazin and Capernaum and Bethsaida, and he rebuked them. He told them this. He said, listen, Sodom and Gomorrah would have repented a long time ago if they had seen the mighty works or displays of dunamis creative power that you've seen. They didn't even repent. He was saying this kind of power would have caused Sodom and Gomorrah to repent, the whole city. And that was some seriously perverted stuff going on there. Isn't that amazing? Well, what the Lord was telling us too is how cities can, in his plan, how cities are supposed to be converted. Amen. The gospel is not supposed to convert people just by having big churches on every corner of the street. You know, and see how many people we can get in and how soft we can put the message and all that. It's not supposed to be like this. Gospel was supposed to be with him. When he sent out his two disciples, he put his dunamis power on them and authority. He says, now go tell them the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Preach this gospel. He said it like this. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, heal the sick. Freely you've been receiving, freely you give. And they come back and said, oh my God, it worked. Everyone say it works. It does, if you get the components working together. Amen? Hallelujah. I want you to go to Ephesians 1. It's really, really turning me just how much we need this, how much the body of Christ needs it. When you start looking in the gospel, see, you can read your Bible and not see what's in there. And then you can read it through the seven eyes of omniscience, or the seven spirits of God, and you can see what's in there. Amen? We're not supposed to be just word only. See, the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in dunamis. Amen? Say dunamis. But your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but the power of God. Now, I want you to look at this prayer of Ephesians 1. There's two powerful prayers in Ephesians. Both of them deal with dunamis. Chapter 1 and in chapter 3 is all about dunamis. Amen? Ephesians 1. It was verse 17. Okay, he's right in the middle of a prayer here. He says, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. So the first thing he's saying is we need a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Say wisdom and revelation. You're not supposed to read your Bible without the Holy Spirit. And you're supposed to pray for wisdom and revelation all the time. Amen? Because it's wisdom and revelation is going to cause that word to come alive. Amen. If you're reading it and it's not coming alive, you're not reading it under the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That the eyes of your understanding. Now, if you have like a NIV, it's actually the proper interpretation of that is the eyes of your heart. Say the eyes of your heart. The eyes of the heart would be flooded, say flooded, with light. See, when you read the Bible, you read it from the eyes of the heart, because the Holy Spirit is going to take those words and he's going to magnify them and release them as rhema revelation to the heart. Amen. To your spirit, man. And as your spirit receives the word, and then what happens, your spirit then enlightens your mind. But if you try to go mind first with the Bible, you're going to mess it up. Look at your neighbor and say, if you go mind first, you're going to mess it up. It's spirit first. It's Holy Spirit injected revelation. It's going to set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Now watch this. The eyes of your heart be flooded with light so that you may know. So there's three things that you may know. Say three things. Three things. First one, you may know what is the hope of his calling for you. What is the hope of his calling? Because the enemy wants to constantly cloud that over. He wants to just get you into his system and forget about the calling, you know. But you have to stay full of God. The closer you are with God, the more light you have, the more that calling is fueled. Amen. This house has a calling. We have a calling together. He wants us to know the hope of his calling in us. Amen. Praise God. Second, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? He wants us to understand what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, for us. He wants you to know. Your neighbor, he wants you to know. There's a lot of stuff that he has inherited for us. He wants us to understand what all this. Now watch this third one. This is something that hit me very heavy this week. And what is, say what is, the exceeding greatness of his dunamis creative power to usward who believe. I'm like, wait a minute. Exceeding greatness of his dunamis power to meward, to usward, unto us, into us, to believe. I'm like, I felt like the Holy Spirit asked me a question. He goes, do you have that? I'm like, I don't know. I have like revelation and, I mean, but are you really walking in exceeding greatness? I mean, look, listen to that word. It hit me to the level like he wanted us to know the exceeding greatness of his power to us word. I'm like, where is that? I mean, do you have exceeding greatness of dunamis power working in you? I mean, I understand we can all jump up and do the, you know, the full gospel, charismatic, amen, confession, you know. I'm strong in the Lord and the power is might, but I mean, but do you actually have it? That's what I'm asking. Is the exceeding greatness of that dunamis working in you? Because that is what he started building up on chapter 3. The prayer for dunamis. Grant according to the riches and glory that you were supposed to give an understanding of in chapter 1. You grant us according to the riches and glory to be infused, endowed, overshadowed, endued. That word endued means clothed. Say clothed. And all creative dunamis power administrated by his spirit in the inner man. Now notice this, that Christ may dwell in your heart. And I looked that up and it actually means the word Christ there means the anointed Christ. And I started looking at that. I'm like, wow, what would happen? The Lord, listen to this, for 30 years, not one miracle, one stated miracle ever happened in his life in 30 years. Think about the people that were in his village that may have died. Him being the Son of God was not endued yet. He wasn't endued. Then not one stated miracle, but when the Holy Ghost came upon him. Say, when the Holy Ghost and the Father spoke, this is my beloved, and the Holy Spirit descended with a dunamis. He descended with a dunamis and endowed it, clothed him with the dunamis. And the Father spoke, this is my beloved Son. And everybody around them heard the Father speak. Not very many times will you ever hear the Father speak. But they heard all around them. They heard the Father speak and say those words. This is my beloved Son. And God right there separated, ordained him, commissioned him with dunamis. And then it said he returned in the power of the Spirit. Walked right back into his village, opened the book and said, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. To heal the brokenhearted, set at liberty the bruised. He goes, this day, this scripture has been fulfilled in your eyes. I'm like, and they were like, they wondered at the gracious words that proceeded out of him. And then he started one of them rebuking me. He said, now you're going to surely say to me, physician, heal yourself. And then they got mad at him, wanted to throw him off the hill. They took him to the brow of the hill and he escaped. I'm like, God, I really want to learn that one. I was drugged to the brow of the hill at one time and I didn't escape. I just got trampled on, praise God. I'm like, I want to learn how to, you know, how you do that? Passing through the crowd. Every time they want to kill him, he just passes through. And he shows up preaching right there in front of him again. I'm like, God, I got to learn it. I got to get that. Praise God. I mean, I learned it. But see, he was that dunamis he was endowed with. But watch this. If you really want to know what's happening in chapter 3, are you in chapter 3? This is. Oh, yeah, but go to chapter 3 now. I shifted to chapter 3. I didn't know I shifted. If you'd had the notes, you'd have known I shifted. But I don't have that on the notes. I'm flowing right now, praise God. Go to Ephesians chapter 3. Okay, ready for this? Slow motion. That's my spiritual father used to say that. That guy in the taxi movie, the hippie. And he was like, they were doing some kind of test, and him and I think it was driver's test and Danny DeVito or something. He was like, he goes, what does a yellow light mean? He goes, slow down. He goes, what does the yellow light mean? And Danny DeVito goes, slow down. He goes, what does the... So that's where you got it. That's where we're at right now. So he prays, Father, according to the riches of the glory. Say, according to the riches of the glory, the ones he was wanting you to get a revelation of in chapter 1. Because dunamis, grant. According to the riches of glory, to be, boy, they didn't really did not do that verse justice when they said strengthened with might. It's more like to be endowed, overshadowed, infused with all creative dunamis power, dunamis virtue, dunamis life, dunamis creative provision, administrated by your Holy Spirit into my inner man, that what? The anointed Christ would what? Dwell in your heart. How many heard what I just said? Do you know what Paul was actually having them pray? Father, commission the Christ in them. The same way you commissioned him at the Jordan with dunamis, commission the Christ in us with dunamis. Let the dunamis come in so the anointed Christ would dwell, abide, live in us. In us. But when you see that, when I saw that, I'm like, whoa! Christ the anointed would live in us. Christ the anointed, the same one that sat and waited. He waited and waited and waited till his time came. He went to the River Jordan. God ordained him. And the Holy Ghost descended upon him with dunamis. Father, let the Holy Ghost descend upon Christ in us with dunamis. Ordain him. Commission him. Because he's going to have to get loose. He needs dunamis to get turned loose. Dunamis is the creative power of God. Amen. The Bible says he was, if you remember when he was ordained, he said virtue. You should read. Here's a good, read Luke 3, 4, 5, and 6 this week. He was ordained in chapter 3. In chapter 4, he's returned in the power of the Spirit. I mean, it's on. He goes in the temple, casts the devil out, goes to Peter's house, has a massive revival at Peter's house, wakes up in the morning, and then he goes out to the Capernaum, which is their number one industry, the fishing industry, takes them out in the deep, manifests the glory out into the deep. Dunamis was doing all that. Amen. Powerful stuff. By chapter 6, he went up mountain, prayed. He'd already, see, he's always praying. Why is he praying? He has a revival and he goes and prays because he's gotten to get refilled with dunamis. He's praying, but he understands when he gave out dunamis to the whole city, he has to go get refilled. He gets refilled and he comes out and unloads it in a massive wealth transference out on the seas of Capernaum. Amen? And then he goes back and prays again in chapter 6. He goes up to a mountain and prays, comes back down, says virtue, dunamis is the word, dunamis, flowed out of him and he healed them all. Say all. You know, Peter got that on him.
Well, I got dunamis when I was baptized in the Holy Ghost.
I did too. Listen, if chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, baptism was enough, they would have never had to continue in prayer, and they would not have had to have the house shaken in chapter 4. They prayed again in chapter 4, if you remember. And the Holy Ghost came back down again, and he filled the whole house, and it shook. Say, it shook. He shook the walls, and they were all filled. And with great dunamis power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection. And all of a sudden, chapter 5 comes, and it's broke him out in Peter's life. And they're bringing him from all the cities and lay him on beds and couches. And it said they were healed, everyone. And that was Peter. A very rough guy. Very dysfunctional guy. John, he was a staple man of love, but Peter got out of the boat. Peter had issues. Paul had to rebuke him. But Peter got in there, though. Amen? He got in there and got that dunamis working in his life, and it broke out. If he can do it, oh, man, there is hope. That's why I say, God, if Peter, you can anoint Peter, you can anoint me. Amen. You know what? Because sometimes you got to, here's the problem with our understanding. I think you were addressing that this morning with identity. That you think you have to be a certain level of perfection. And then God will anoint you. Because I was talking to somebody about dunamis before they went, well, God's got to get you all, you know, he's got to do things before he puts that on you. He didn't do that with Peter. He in fact told Peter, you're not ready. But he gave to him anyway. In one say he's rebuking Peter and ordaining him. Listen, God, you're going to write this down. You're going to understand something about God. God gives to you what you believe him for. God gives to you what you believe him for. If you believe you have to arrive to a certain level of perfection before he gives you something, then God is going to let you in your own little walk arrive to wherever you think you're supposed to walk before he gives you. Now, I do understand there are certain levels of power that God is going to reserve for the mature, but that doesn't mean he's going to just withhold all the dunamis. There are things you need now. Say now. You don't need it because it's going to help you arrive. Everyone said amen. All right. Since you asked, I will tell you. Go to 2 Peter. Ooh, this is a good one. 2 Peter chapter 1. Amen. Watch this. Dunamis for that empowers godliness and Zoe life. So you think you've got to walk all this in your own willpower. God does not call you to walk in your own willpower. He calls you to walk in the power he provides. And the grace that he provides, if you don't get a hold of it, then you're left to yourself. And this is what I was talking about before, dependency. What I'm realizing is I don't have to depend on myself to uphold this thing, uphold my life, but I do need to depend on him. Now watch this. Watch what I'm saying. Now watch what I mean by that. So 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, I call this dunamis that empowers us to partake of the divine nature of Zoe life and godliness. Grace be, verse 2, be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. According, say according, as his divine dunamis power, say divine dunamis power. Oh, it's divine, all right. Hath given unto us what? A few things, all things that pertain unto life, that's Zoe life. That's the God kind of life. It fuels the God kind of life in you. It fuels the life. Has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Godliness, woo. Say godliness. whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise, that by these you might be partakers, say partakers, of the divine nature. Dunamis empowers you to partake of the divine nature of God. And if it's working in you, it'll cause you to partake. If it's not working in you, you start partaking of the other thing. Dunamis, you can say it like this. Dunamis empowers you to partake of the tree of life. The world system will empower your flesh to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Say dunamis. It calls you to partake. Say partake. Am I good? Oh, I love this. And we're going to shift now. Go to Hebrews 1. Boy, he showed me this one. I'm like, oh, I want this. Every time I see something, I want that. I want that. I'm like, God, I need some serious dunamis. Amen. I need to partake. Watch this one. You're going to love this one. I like this one called Upheld. Say upheld by dunamis. Dunamis will uphold you. How many of you are tired of going up the mountain, back down the mountain? Back up the mountain, back down the mountain. Up the mountain. I'm like, God, I want to stay. There is a power that will uphold you and keep you. Say keep. Amen. Hebrews 1, verse 1. God at sundry times, divers manners, spake at times past, and the fathers by the prophets hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he's appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the world to being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Watch this. Upholding all things. Say upholding all things by the word of his dunamis power. Say the power. The word of his dunamis power. He upholds all things. In fact, the Bible says Jesus sits at the right hand of power. The right hand of dunamis. The whole right hand is full of dunamis. And he upholds all things. Say upholds all things. That means you. Okay, go to 1 Peter. I saw this. I'm like, ooh, I like that. He upholds me. Say, uphold me. I'm going to teach you in the coming weeks how to get a hold of this, how to operate in faith and start getting your faith. I had a very powerful discussion, Don and I, on the way here. Very, very meaningful discussion about dunamis and how the Holy Spirit. Well, let me say this. I don't want to get into that until I get to this. 1 Peter verse 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his abundant mercy, he hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. Say a living hope. A living hope. By the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, fadeth not away, that's reserved or kept in heaven for you. Oh, that's mine when I get there for the afterlife. Okay, well look at the next verse. Kept for you who are what? Kept by what? Power. Who are upheld by the dunamis power of God. Upheld where? Where your inheritance is. You're upheld there, watch. Upheld by the dunamis power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time. God wants to reveal all this into the earth, but he has to uphold you in that place where all of it flows. Amen? If we're not upheld there, we can't access it. I'm like, I am tired of a powerless life, or I'm tired of a low power life. I want power. Amen? You can write this down. Dunamis, creative power, is an inheritance. It is. He has specific prayers in the New Testament. Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, Colossians 1, or Colossians 3. Three different prayers praying specifically for dunamis to transfer out of the place that's been reserved for you into you and start working in you. Now unto God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what? The dunamis, it's what? Working. Say working in us. It's got to work in. Say in us. If it's not working, we won't receive the benefits of it. Amen. Look at your neighbors. They got to work. Got to work. Praise God. All right. I want you to go to Romans 15. So we're upheld by dunamis, empowers us to partake of the divine nature. We're separated by dunamis. It actually commissions the anointed Christ in us for operation. I love that. Just think about it, like the Lord was waiting. See, your spirit man, the Christ in you, is waiting to be commissioned with power, see. And the Father commissions Christ in you with the same power He commissioned Christ in the earth. That's what Paul was really wanting you to pray. That's what we really got to get a hold of, is that kind of power. So here's this conversation on and I had. Because she said, doesn't the Holy Ghost bring this down? I said, He does. And I asked the Lord about this, and this is the way He explained it to me. So if He brought it down, then why do we go back and pray to the Father for this if the Holy Ghost has already brought it down? Because, behold, you will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Wait until you be endued with power. And I asked the Lord about this. I said, okay, then why did they have to pray in chapter 4 if chapter 2 was enough of Acts? Why did they pray and the Holy Spirit refilled them all over again? And why did the Lord, if He was ordained with power, why did He have to go and be refilled and pray and be refilled all the time? I'm like, if it was enough. And here's what the Lord said. There is a measure, say a measure, of dunamis to every believer and according to their calling and their office. Like I have a certain measure. And I said, Anna, I told Anna, I said, you have a measure of dunamis that works with you in sozo. It works with you. And see, now you understand something about the Holy Spirit. He's under authority just like everybody else is. Jesus said, He goes, He will not speak of His own accord. He will glorify me. Whatever I give Him to speak, that's what He speaks. He's very specific about the authority of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God, but He's working under authority of the Godhead. Amen. Holy Spirit's under the Lord's authority. The Lord's under the Father's authority. That's the way they set it up. If you have an issue with that, go talk to them about it. Amen. But that's the way it is. All right. So the Holy Spirit, He's authorized. You look like this. When He has an office or a gift on your life, He's already been authorized to operate with you at that level. Does that make sense? You don't have to pray. Anna doesn't have to go pray to the Father for dunamis to show up in sozo. He's already been authorized to operate with her at that level of power right there. Does that make sense? He's already authorized to work with me at certain levels. But He's only authorized to work with me at a certain level. Because He's already been given the authorization for that. Now here's what we do. We receive that operation. We receive it. And what we want to do is we want to go higher. So we're trying to work the Holy Ghost all the time in the middle of services to take us up higher. Because we want more. And He's saying, if you want more, you got to go to the source of more. He's not denying us when we're trying to get the Holy Spirit to do something He's not authorized to do. Because it's the Father that's going to authorize Him. And if you want the anointing without measure, you got to go the way the Lord said to go. You got to go up to the Father. And you pray to the Father in the Lord's name. And you stay with the Father and you keep believing the Father until you get a brand new operation of dunamis. Amen? Isn't that awesome? You see it all the time in ministry. You'll see people operate and they're trying to horse that thing because, you know, Holy Ghost, one powerful service, but next week is not as powerful and they're wanting to get more powerful and they've maxed out what He's actually authorized to do. And that's a miserable place to be. When you want more and you don't know how to get to the door of more. And the things that we do for more. Oh my. We have all kinds of Holy Spirit shenanigans that we do for more. Because reality, no matter what you say, we do want more. We want to be more effective. We get tired of being ineffective. We get tired of when I have an open heaven here, but I'm living under this ceiling here. And I want to be here. And I don't know how to get from here. With the benefit of the teaching, I'm standing under a 10-foot ceiling versus 25-foot ceiling. You see that? The Holy Spirit's not the one. He doesn't authorize Himself to give the anointing without measure. That's why Paul was showing you who to pray to. You pray to the Father. Jesus showed you the way to the Father. He said, in that day that let me bring you to the Father's love. If you want more, let me bring you to the Father's love. Because listen, the Father's only going to anoint dysfunction so long. You understand that? God's not going to put the anointing without measure on a dysfunctional spirit. He's got to get the orphan out of you. To do that, he's got to bring you up to where he is, and he loves the orphan out of you. Amen? And when the Father loved the orphan out of me for a whole year, he loved the orphan out of me. I'm like, oh, glory to God. And then I got distracted, and now I'm back. Hallelujah, I'm back. Well, why did you get distracted? Why do you get distracted? The good thing is I'm back. It's not if you get distracted. Everybody's going to get distracted. It's how long it takes you to get back. Some people don't get back to the fork in the road, and they live out there in distraction. They never get back. You got to get back. Get reconnected. Amen? But what I want, what you want, what we want, is the anointing without measure. Father, fill my cup. Fill my water pot. Fill this word with this lamp and this bowl with the continuous oil of dunamis. And what I realized, what I started this message about, was how utterly dependent we are on receiving this. Because, see, when you do this long enough, you find out what works and what doesn't work. People hand you books, and you already know what they said. All I got to do is look at it, and I'm like, I already know what they're saying. Because after a while, you know, if you do something long enough, you kind of know what's going on. Amen? And listen, if it falls out of the sky, it's only going to be so long that you can minister to something that falls in. Because you don't know how you got it. It's not going to stay. You have to understand the source of all these things, and we have to learn to receive from the source, and that's the way God set it up. It's a dependency upon the vine. Abide in me, and my word abides in you. You have to abide in him and receive a continuous flow. Even the Lord did it, and if he had to do it, we're going to have to do it. If the apostles had to do it, we're going to have to do it. Amen? And it's that dependency that God was looking for, and it's that dependency to realize you can't do what I'm asking you to do without this. I don't care how many years you want to keep going in your comfort zone. You cannot go to the next level without this. He got it over to me. I'm like, I can't. He says, you're right. I said, I know it. He goes, I know it too. Amen. Amen. And you get the point, I can't do this. I need this. I need every bit of it. I need the God of all hope, Romans 15, fills you with all joy and peace in believing that you're bounding in hope through the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost. Notice that fills you with all joy and peace in believing. Believing was not supposed to be unfun. All say all joy and peace in believing, bounding in hope. Dunamis gets up in your hope, and it fuels your faith. It fuels your belief system. It fuels. I'm like, I need it. God said, yes, you do. Same thing. How did Sarah and Abraham birth? They finally got a hold of it. It said it. Abraham, by faith, she received dunamis power to conceive at 90. 90. Boy, if you really get there, there's a message after message in there. In chapter 17, she was well stricken in years. Say well stricken. At 90, everyone's well stricken in years. By chapter 18, they go to Abimelech, and King Abimelech is looking at Sarah and like, I want her. He wants her. He's taking her. Abraham's, tell him your sister. Tell him you're my sister. A king, 90-year-old woman that's well stricken in years. Unless something happened. Said he turned her back. To the time of life, Abraham and Sarah both receive this creative dunamis power. And not only to conceive, they had to get turned back. God pulled 50 years off their life, 50 years off their body, 50 years off their countenance, 50 years of age off of them, and turned them back to the childbearing age, both of them, renewed their youth, turned them back. You can see the difference. King Abimelech, oh my God. If Abraham would have told her how old Sarah actually was, he didn't know. She looked like she was probably 35, 40. Because God turned her back to give birth. He just didn't turn her womb back. He turned the whole thing back. Isn't that awesome? Say, give me some dunamis. Ah, I want some dunamis right there. Is enough right there to go after it. God has spoken this more than once. And one of the great signs of the last days, church, is he's going to renew the youth of his church. Amen? The Bible says, against hope, he believed in hope, staggered not the promise of God. Why? Dunamis got in there, got into their hope, and caused them to birth. Isn't that awesome? And now you have dunamis for conceiving the promise. He says, and God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to what? The dunamis that's working in us. I realize I might hold that constitution for another 30 years if I don't get something working in me to give birth to it. Amen? Look, we've already blown past Abraham, and I don't plan on going the Moses route. And those of you who have ears to hear know exactly what I just said. Abraham took 25 years to birth. Moses took 40. I'm not spending 40. I'm not doing it. Amen. I'm receiving something that causes this birth. That's what I'm saying. This dependency thing is like on me morning, noon, and night now. I am speaking the word of dunamis all day long. I'm in the prayer closet before the Father with all joy and peace and believing, opening up the well of dunamis. I said, God, I have this to be ordained. This house has to be ordained for the next level. It has to be commissioned with power. This word must be commissioned with power. God is not coming back for a powerless church. God himself ordained his own son with dunamis. Mary birthed the Son of God. Said that holy thing in you will be called the Son of God when the Holy Ghost and dunamis power overshadows you. It actually says you'll be overshadowed with dunamis power by the Holy Ghost. And he's going to conceive that holy child in you. He was birthed out of dunamis. Sarah's birth was dunamis. Your birth is dunamis. Amen? Our next level is coming by dunamis. Everyone say dunamis, dunamis, and more dunamis. Dynamite! Amen. Dunamis to give birth. Dunamis for hope. How about this? Dunamis for light. Okay, so before we get to dunamis for light, we have to understand dunamis, what dunamis is. Romans 1, for the invisible things, say the invisible things, from the creation of the world have been clearly seen by the things that have been made. Everything that was created, and Chuck was talking in Genesis this morning, everything that was created was created by the Word, by the Father, by the Holy Ghost, and dunamis. When the Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the water, he had dunamis with him. He had it with him, ready for the command of exousia from the Father. As soon as the exousia authority command from the Father, let there what be light, immediately the Lord went into motion and he created light. Holy Spirit was brooding over the waters, and immediately with the dunamis creative power, that which is clearly seen now. The invisible things are made. The visible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen by the things that have been made. This first creation with light. Let there be what? Light. There's dunamis. What do you think is going to fuel the lampstand of Zechariah 4? Dunamis oil. Isn't that awesome? There's a lot of stuff up there in dunamis. Praise God. Say dunamis, dunamis, and more dunamis. Amen. That's dunamis in creation. Praise God. A couple more verses. I want you to go to Luke 3 real quick. I want you to see this very clearly. So when you pray, Ephesians 3, when it says that strengthened with all dunamis power by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ the anointed might awaken in you. That's a better way to say it. He might awaken Christ the anointed. It's like Christ is living in you, like he's been living in his hometown of Nazareth. He's just living in you. Nothing's happening. He's just living in you. You got Christ, the Nazarene, living in you. All of a sudden, dunamis shows up, and he awakens. He takes you into the Jordan, and he awakens Christ the anointed in you. And all of a sudden, you come up out of that with that dunamis, and the Spirit of the Lord's on me. Christ, you know, and so Luke 3, I just want a couple of verses. We'll close. Isn't it good, though? Worthy is the Lamb to receive dunamis power. Isn't that awesome? It's an inheritance. Can't work for it, but it can only be received by faith. We have prayers, three distinct New Testament prayers, specifically designed for receiving this thing called dunamis. Amen. So, here we go. Luke 3, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized, praying in the heaven, say the heaven, was opened. Well, we need an open heaven. Yes, we do. We need the Holy Ghost to descend brand new with some new dunamis. Amen. What the church needs is not the baptism of the Holy Spirit going back to Azusa. We need the fullness for the Holy Spirit to be authorized to bring a new level, a new operation of dunamis creative power to us. And the Father is the one that grants that authorization. Just like He granted that authorization and He descended upon the Lord in bodily shape and the Father speaks, this is my beloved Son. This is my new spokesperson. This is my heir. This is the one I'm with. Hear Him. Amen. The Father, when He ordains something, He approves of it. Amen. Now watch this and we'll close. Look at Acts 2. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, say a man, approved of God. He say He's approved among you by miracles and wonders and signs that God did in the midst of you all. You know that word miracles right there? Guess what that word is? Dunamis. He's approved by God by mighty demonstrations of dunamis. You remember when the Bible says God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul? That was dunamis. It was an operation that granted special miracles by handkerchiefs and aprons. All they had to do is touch Paul's body, and he released the dunamis, and that dunamis went with that prayer cloth and those aprons, and it went touch the person, they were immediately whole. Isn't that awesome? Dunamis can travel. Have gun, we'll travel. Amen. Acts 10, we'll close. Acts 10, 38. How, say, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Notice with the Holy Ghost and, say, and with dunamis. Because He brings the dunamis with Him from the Lord, which is from the Father. He, and with the Lord, He was authorized to give it to Him without measure. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was what? With him. If Jesus had to be full of it, remember, He was full of that dunamis. He was walking in the crowd, going to raise the dead with the dunamis He had on Him. He was going to Jairus' house. He had the dunamis. God was sending Him. The Holy Ghost was leading the Jairus to raise the dead. He had the dunamis. And that woman grabbed some of it on the way. He was going. He was on a mission. When you're on a mission in the Spirit, you can walk by 100 people and say hi to you, and you can't even hear them because you're in another zone. You're just in a spiritual zone. You're in a mission. Amen? And the more dunamis on you, the more mission you get. Praise God. You get full of dunamis, God will send you somewhere. He'll do some stuff with you because He's got you. He has a live wire in the earth. Amen? And that woman just interrupted His whole show. Grab that garment and pulled that dunamis. He turned around. Who touched me? He said, Master, the multitudes are thronging. He said, No. Somebody touched me. I felt virtue flow out. She pulled some of my dunamis out of me. Amen. Not many people do that. Amen. He's still full of it today. In the right hand of God as an inheritance, we're joint heirs to Him. Which one of you are going to go up and pull some out? That means dunamis can be pulled out by faith. Even if it didn't belong to you that day, you can pull it by faith. That dunamis may have belonged to somebody else, but you pulled it for you. Because God will always, always honor faith. Amen? Faith. Say faith. Faith, not works. Don't think you got to be good enough for dunamis. It's faith. Get your faith working because dunamis will help you in the perfecting process anyway. Start having faith to receive dunamis. Amen. Start with Ephesians 1 prayer. Start with Ephesians 3 prayer. Start living in those prayers. Start confessing and decreeing dunamis is working in me. Father, You're the God of all hope. You fill me with all joy and peace in believing. And I'm abounding in hope today with the dunamis creative power. Against hope, we believe in hope. We stagger no longer at the promises of God. We stagger no longer at the promise of God. Strong in the Lord. The power, that word strong, It's dunamis. It's dunamu. This is what he told me this morning before I release you. Father, I thank you for this congregation. I just speak the life of this word. You uphold us. All things. You uphold this house. You uphold us. For the word of your dunamis power, you're going to bring us to a new level and uphold us there. Father, I thank you today, according to the riches of the glory, you grant to this house. Paul prayed it over a city, over the churches of Ephesus. I pray it over this church, Father. You grant us today, according to the riches of the glory that is in Christ Jesus, those unfathomable riches to be strengthened, endowed, endued, overshadowed, empowered with all dunamis, creative life, creative power, creative virtue, creative provision, being administrated by the precious Holy Spirit into our inner man. You administrate a supply, you fill our water pot with the waters so they can be drawn out. You fill our inner man. You flood us with dunamis. Flood our hearts with dunamis. That Christ the Anointed may be commissioned within us. That Christ the Anointed, oh, hallelujah, may commission him with power to dwell in us. We be rooted and grounded in love, able to comprehend with all saints the breadth, length, height, and depth, to know the love of Christ that surpasseth knowledge. That's dunamis for love, by the way. It'll get into your love walk. Now unto you, Father, that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask, think, or imagine, according to this dunamis, it's working in us. Father, we thank you, it's working in us. Father, we thank you for taking Christ in us to the Jordan, to ordain Christ in us, to commission us for a new level, to commission us for new operations. It is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, Father, a kingdom that's not just in word, but in dunamis. Oh, Father, grant this one thing, the dependency, to understand our utter dependency to get to the next level, what it's going to take for faith to receive dunamis that's going to empower us and launch us into the next level. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Amen, amen.